Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And welcome back. This segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. I like that little anticipation. It keeps people on the edge of their seat.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's it. Plus, it helps me find the right page. When it comes to shipping, it's all about getting your item to the buyer quickly. That's all it is about, safely and cost-effectively. Mark Levine is the CEO of Bubble Fast. You know we talk about them a lot on the show. Known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubble Fast, he's with us now to share his professional advice on getting items delivered in one piece while also saving your business a little money. Mark, how can we get the most out of first-class mail?
First, I have to say, hello, Griff and Lee. How you guys doing?
Hello.
We're great, Mark.
We're doing
how are you?
Good, Mark.
And I want to say I'm so excited to be able, you know, to go to the eBay Radio Party / eBay event.
Yes. Oh, I like that. Mark has a booth.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah, Bubble Fast is going to be there in the eBay Community Village with us, Griff. We're very excited.
Yeah, that's great.
Yep, Bubble Fast will be there. What would in eBay event be without Bubble Fast? I want to know.
It would be a Bubble Fast-less event, is what it would be.
Well, we're psyched.
So, Mark, how can we get the most out of first-class mail?
Well, so the first tip I have for you today does involve first-class mail, and it isn't necessarily about saving money, but using the money you've already spent. And here's a situation where you can use that. So when you're shipping first-class mail, due to the changes earlier in the year, 4 ounces through 8 ounces is exactly the same price.
Right.
So if you have a first-class mail object that's about 4 or 5 ounces, you're already paying up to 8 ounces, so you might as well use the extra space to put a little maybe gimme or something inside the package. Like maybe you can get an eBay digital gift certificate, print it on a piece of paper and put it in the envelope, or business cards or pens or a thank you note or anything like that. So it's just a way to utilize the money you've already spent, use the full 8 ounces, and make your purchaser get something that is memorable.
So we've all heard about the Scotty Stuffer. How should we use the Scotty Stuffer?
Well, the Scotty Stuffer is something that was invented to be the largest professionally looking box possible that will fit inside the first class priority padded mailer. So this mailer, if you are an eBay top rated seller, only costs you $5.90 to ship anywhere in the country.
Ooh.
And basically it's a poly bubble mailer. And if you want to ship something that is more delicate, like coffee mugs, for example, or any other kind of glassware, you can get the Scotty Stuffer, wrap your object in bubble, put it inside the box, and the box fits perfectly inside this padded mailer. So if it weighs 2, 3, 4, up to 70 pounds, it's still going to cost you the exact same amount to ship anywhere in the country. So you're going to save yourself, you know, $3, $4, $5 in shipping by putting a box inside the mailer and still protecting your object very safely.
What's this I hear about something new, the Scotty Stuffer Jr.?
Well, so we all know Bev Anglin. She's in our in my meetup group in Chicago, the eBay Chicago area.
Oh, Bev, yes.
And so this is another reverse tuck carton, and its size is 5 by 3 1/4 by 7 1/4, so it's basically a mini version of the Scotty Stuffer. So you can take that and put it inside a size number 0, 6 by 10 poly bubble mailer and still ship an item first class mail. So it gives you an opportunity to, you know, use a Scotty Stuffer like product but for first class, instead of not just priority mail.
Well,
so
we know
little shot glasses or something like that, so it'll protect it just as well.
Well, we know what Bev sells, so it brings to mind some very interesting things.
Don't need a Scotty Stuffer for those.
I guess not. Tell us how we can save with your box resizing tool.
So, as everybody knows by now, I hope, and that is that when we are charged for shipping, size is just as much, if not more important than the weight of the product. So you do want to wrap your product well with, you know, the appropriate amount of bubble or packing peanuts or anything, but you want to make sure that the size of your box is cut down as small as possible so that the dimensional weight of your package is lower and you spend less money on shipping. And a lot of people take, you know, a razor or a knife or whatever and cut around the boxes, and sometimes they cut their fingers and sometimes they cut through the box and sometimes the line isn't very straight. And it's not the greatest looking package.
No.
So we have something called the box resizer tool that actually has a perforation wheel that you spin around the entire outside of the box. And it makes a perfect professional-looking line all the way around the box, and you cut down the four corners to the lines. Then you can fold over the flaps and make your box fit the package instead of making the product fit the box.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's one of the most popular products that we've had in the last 17 years.
We're speaking with Mark Levine. He's the CEO of BubbleFest.
And I've actually used that box resizer, the very one, and it is a real time and also money saver.
And it makes the box still look professional looking, doesn't
that's
it?
To me, that's the most important thing. I really want my boxes and my envelopes and everything that goes out to look as professional as possible.
So let me ask you a question. Are ground shipping rates negotiable?
Well, actually, they are. They're very negotiable, especially if you ship a lot via ground. You can call up UPS or you can call up FedEx, and you know, you can tell them how much you ship and how often. And you can go to the UPS store or FedEx office and pay a retail rate, or you can ship through eBay, FedEx, and get a negotiated rate. Or if you do enough, you can get your own negotiated rates, and you can, you know, talk to UPS and FedEx, and whichever one is going to be the most flexible with you is the one that you choose. So that, you know, they want your business. But what most people don't know is that not only are the rates negotiable, but if you're a big enough seller, you can actually negotiate the dim weight divisor, which is when you calculate dim weight, it's length times width times height divided by a certain number. That certain number, you can negotiate for a better number.
Oh.
And the larger that number, the smaller the dimensional weight of your package.
I didn't know you can negotiate that.
It's a little known fact, and usually works best if you're a bigger seller and you have some buying power, but it is something that you can do and give yourself a bit of a competitive edge by having cheaper rates, not just in your discounts, but in your dimensional factors.
Oh, that's cool.
So, Griff?
Yeah.
He's got something called a BubbleFest Shipping Supply Starter Kit for eBay sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two of them, and I'm going to be giving them away.
Oh, fantastic.
We're going to be giving one of them away just as soon as Mark leaves us today.
Yeah.
We're going to have a trivia contest. And I can tell you that this thing is worth $70, $69.95.
Cool.
If you were to buy it on eBay right now.
Yeah.
If you were to buy it on eBay right now, it's worth $69.95. But with all the items in the package, if you were to buy them separately, it would be worth well in excess of $100.
Ah.
So if you look at all the things, I'm not going to read everything that's in it. 150-foot roll of heavy-duty bubble cushioning wrap, 20 bubble mailers, 10 unlined, self-sealed poly mailers, a roll of 100 fluorescent handle with care stickers. It just goes on and on and on and on. 10 sheets of white tissue paper, 2 Scotty stuffers, and much, much more.
Yikes.
We have some shipping tips in there.
And he threw some shipping tips in there.
And the bonus?
Each starter kit includes a $5 gift certificate for shipping supplies from BubbleFest.
Okay.
So this is fantastic. We're going to be giving two away. One today, and then I'm giving one away the day we announce the registration being open for the eBay event in July.
Well, that's going to be a big audience that day.
Yes. Well, they don't know when it's going to be, but all I can tell you is hint, hint. Listen to eBay Radio every day this week.
Every day.
Every day, because you never know what you're going to hear.
Okay.
Exactly. So we're going to give this away. But let me ask you something. Do I notice a little roll of eBay tape hidden in this thing I'm giving away?
Well, we have listed in that box a roll of eBay tape at as supplies last.
Yeah.
So it's not guaranteed to be in every single.
How about this one that I'm giving away today?
Yes.
Yes, it will. Yes.
We have ordered our eBay tape as well, and with our store coupon specifically to make sure that we have tape for these eBay shipping starter kits.
Oh.
Thank you. That is very nice. That's good. And this is like a starter kit, but anybody can use this. I mean, even people who are already selling on eBay can use this kit. It would be great to give it to a new seller, though, but we're going to give it away to the first person who knows the answer to the trivia question.
Oh.
So do you have any bonus tips for us today?
Well, I can give you one. It has to do with tape, for example. So not all tape is created equal. We all know that. Some is thicker than others. Some is wider than others. Some doesn't work as well in cold as it does in the hot weather. More importantly, not all the adhesive is the same. And sometimes you'll have problems putting tape on a box, and maybe the box is dirty. So you'll find that through the shipping process, the tape may peel on the ends.
Uh-oh. Okay, hold that thought. We're going to hold you over to answer that question.
This segment was sponsored by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Our lines are open. 888-723-4630. Call us here on eBay Radio.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.